You must be the change you wish to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi. Hi, this is Rhonda, the Good Influencer. I am back with episode 2, and I'm calling it, this is episode 2 of season 3, and I'm calling it Going and Growing On. Going and Growing On. What do you want to take a chance on? You know, when I turned 50 years old, I still had this burning desire to be a national title holder of a beauty pageant. And I thought it was the silliest thing. I thought, oh my gosh, grow up, Rhonda. You're 50. These women are in their 20s and 30s. This is ridiculous. You definitely need some therapy. And in fact, I share a story. When I was a Miss title holder, I actually met a Mrs. California, and she told me how wonderful the Mrs. pageants are. And I thought, oh my God, she is so thirsty. God bless her. And here I am at 53, a national title holder. I'm sharing this because I just lost a dear friend of mine to cancer, and I'd known her since high school. So I knew her heart. And she was challenged along the way. I mean, she fought to be on the song squad. That's a dancing squad in high school. She was a Clippers cheerleader. And I don't think that many people thought, you know, that she would make it, but she knew she was going to make it. She became an attorney and a Superior Court judge, the first Latina in Washington State, in her county, to become a Superior Court judge, and nothing stopped her. And I seriously thought that she was going to beat that brain cancer. I never gave it a second thought. She's gone now. However, in her memory, she just reminds me that we have to live our dreams. We have to live our heart. Are you saying to yourself that you're too old to do something, that you don't have enough money, you don't have the time? I said those exact same things, that, oh my gosh, why would I waste my money and my time and my energy at 50 years old to enter a beauty contest and not win? Well, winning is a part of it, but the process of investing in yourself and saying to yourself that you are worthy, that you are worth it, you are enough, and that money is just money and more will come. Everything will be fine. And I did this pageant during COVID. So there was a point where I had many opportunities just to, you know, turn my back on it and say, no, I'm not going to do that. But I saw it through and I worked so hard. Oh my gosh. I told myself, I said, if I'm going to do this time, I'm really going to put my heart and soul into this. And I had to get everyone in my household on board so that I could make this happen. My husband was invested in it, and my dogs were invested in it. My friends, you know, people that didn't support me or didn't understand it, I learned to just say to myself, that's okay. I need to believe in myself. And those are the little tidbits, little crystals of glimmers, of miracles, of inspiration that you begin to uncover about yourself and your own power. When you're doing something that you love, that is a dream, something that you want to see come to fruition, you have to make it manifest. You will learn to give yourself the time and attention and investment to make that opportunity happen in your life. And I am so happy. I just wanted to share that. I'm living proof of living your dreams, thinking that you're too old, that you're going to waste your money and your time. You might ruin your relationship. None of that happened. Everything is stronger. And things were revealed to me about how I needed to be more understanding about people's opinions about pageantry. And I saw their opinions change when I ended up winning. And now people are seeing the good out of it. So what is that something in your life that you can go for and just invest in 100% and shed light to the rest of us of how transformative and how positive and important it can be that we may be overlooking, that we may have stereotypes, you know, that we're putting on that, so that you can help all of us change. That's what pageantry has done for me. And I have to share that I got to do a dance, the opening number. I hadn't danced any sort of ballet like that in my life. And I got to share that. So there are other gifts that come out of, you know, that are just wonderful when you really pursue your dreams. So I just challenge you, be the change that you wish to see in the world. You must be that change. I love you guys. I will check in for episode 3. And I think I have a title for that one. I'll share that with you next week.